This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is acknowledging this morning that Israel unintentionally carried out a strike in Gaza that killed several charity workers. The dead were with the World Central Kitchen and include a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the top Israeli military spokesman, said earlier this morning,
I just spoke to WCK founder Chef Jose Anders and expressed the deepest condolences of Israel Defense Forces to the families and the entire World Central Kitchen family.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says the Israelis will, quote, do everything for this not to happen again. Back here at home, what now for former President Trump, now that he's posted bond in his fraud case in New York?
According to a court filing, Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. The bond halts collection of the more than $454 million he owes and prevents the state from seizing his assets to satisfy the debt while he appeals. A New York appellate court had given the former president 10 days to put up the money after a panel of judges agreed last month to slash the amount needed to stop the clock on enforcement. The bond is meant to guarantee payment if the judgment is upheld. If that happens, Trump will have to pay the state the whole sum. If he wins, he will get back the money. I'm Norman Hall.
It appears to be Ukraine's deepest strike inside Russian territory. Ukrainian drones attacked one of Russia's biggest oil refineries and a drone factory. The Russians say 12 people were injured. No word yet on a motive, but police in Finland say a 12-year-old student opened fire at a school this morning, killing one student and injuring two other students. Police say the shooter is under arrest. This is AP News. Now to that bridge in Baltimore that collapsed after a cargo ship hit it. The AP's Ed Donahue with the latest.
The Coast Guard opened a temporary alternate channel for vessels involved in the clearing of debris at the site of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Crews are undertaking the complicated work of removing steel and concrete. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the top priority is to recover the bodies of four workers who were on the bridge, followed by reopening shipping channels to the port.
Every time we move a piece of the structure, the situation could become even more dangerous. We have to move fast, but we cannot be careless.
President Biden will travel to Baltimore at the end of the week. What will he see?
We have a ship that is almost the size of the Eiffel Tower, that weighs about as much as the Washington Monument, that's sitting in the middle of the Patapsco River.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.